Foxes Framed is the third of Smith's Leo Maxwell mysteries and a kind of sequel. It is not necessary to have read Bear is Broken, winner of the Seamus Award for First PI Novel, or Lion Plays Rough, but it would be helpful. In the first, Teddy Maxwell, a powerhouse defense attorney, is shot in the head while having lunch, and his newly hatched lawyer brother Leo must take over Teddy's cases, including getting their father a new trial. Lawrence, their dad, had been convicted, perhaps wrongly, of killing their mother, and was in San Quentin. Lion Plays Rough is more of a standalone, involving Leo's defense of an accused child molester. In both novels, we learn how much police hate defense lawyers, who often reveal their errors and shortcuts. In addition, in Plays Rough, there's considerable tension added by the general hatred of child molesters and their lawyers. In Foxes Framed, Lawrence is out on bail, having won a new trial, but during his 21 years in prison, has become associated with a number of violent, very unsavory colleagues. As his sons prepare to defend him in the retrial, Lawrence is suspected of yet another murder committed after his release. The plot becomes truly complex, involving gangsters who run their criminal enterprises from inside, crooked city officials, incompetent police procedures, lost evidence, and the perpetual danger of prison snitches who may reveal conversations they have actually overheard or sometimes invent testimony in exchange for better treatment in jail. They have nothing to lose. Much of Fox takes place in the courtroom and seems to be an education in legal maneuvers, witness preparation, the framing of opening and closing arguments, feints, rebuttals, cross-examination, and so on. I think lawyers will love it. Average readers may want more simple action, not necessarily shootouts, explosions, and car chases, but more detective work, investigative procedure. In his previous novels, Smith, who studied writing at Stanford and law at Berkeley, displayed his love of both the West Coast and noir fiction in the tradition of Dashiell Hammett's Sam Spade or Raymond Chandler's Philip Marlowe, employing San Francisco atmospherics with success. The dark streets of the Mission District, the Presidio, the fog in which dangers lurk, the crashing seas at Seal Rock. There is less here. In large part, the action could be anywhere. In Foxes Framed, there is some rough stuff. Danger, capture, and escape, switched identities, hookers and pimps, missing corpses. But too great a percentage takes place at City Hall, which is always neutral territory and runs the risk of being, therefore, bland. It is always true that the courtroom trial is the perfect structure for rising action, climax, and denouement. We see the opposing lawyers jousting mano a mano, achieving small victories, displaying the agility needed to cope with the much-despised, unexpected testimony. A battle is waged. One side is victorious. One hopes justice triumphs. But I still think Foxes Framed could have used fewer scenes of lawyers and their briefcases, and a little more rough stuff, the femme fatale, the knock on the head.